was the night before Christmas, and all through the ship, not a sensor was flashing, not even a blip. The small units were nestled, all snug in their beds, while visions of Atari games zoomed through their heads. When all of a sudden, there was a huge blast. We were being invaded. I had to act fast. I ran to the bridge to assume the command, and there upon Dave Nicholas with joystick in hand. The sounds I had thought were an alien mission were really just Santa playing pole position. Then with Miss Pac-Man, he gobbled and scored. He plugged in Jungle Hunt and played till he roared. With a smile on his face and a twinkle in his eye, he blasted the centipede out of the sky. Then from his sack, he pulled dozens of games, all the great ones from Atari, our favorite names. Before I could thank him, he was again on his way. He beamed himself out right into his sleigh. But I heard him exclaim as he flew out of sight, "Merry Christmas to all, and to all a good night."
Summer, so I reached over for the delicious iced coffee that I knew that I had seconds earlier, and while I was working, I wasn't even paying attention. I just pulled it up to my lips and took a big swig off the straw.
Delicious.
Was it cold and icy?
No, I had dumped the urine out. I dumped it out, so it was just like whatever was in the bottom of the cup.
Oh.
But like, I pulled it up to my lips.
Watery piss juice.
I pulled on the straw, and immediately it was not coffee. It was like hot and salty.
Oh.
And as soon as I tasted hot and salty, I was like, that's not coffee. That's my own piss. And I freaked out, and I opened the door of the car, and I started dry heaving all over the sidewalk. Like, people who were like walking their dogs were like, what the fuck? I got all confused. And
just another hangover in Brockton, folks. Nothing to see here.
It was pretty awful. But that was when I kind of drank my own urine.
If it makes you feel any better, I've almost done that like a half dozen times with dip juice.
What?
Like, drank it, forgetting that I was spitting in the cup. And
I don't know. That's maybe worse.
It's within 3 inches, and then you're like, nope, that's not right.
I don't know what would be worse, pee or that.
I've done the Jim Farrington. I've just swallowed my own dip juice before.
Oh, God.
I got to that point. That's how you get from not to not puke.
You torture yourself with it.
It's not, like the snooze stuff, it's mellow.
Ugh.
I'm not telling everyone to go out there and use tobacco, but go out there and use tobacco. It's delicious. It's good.
Swallow
for
it a few times.
It's good for you.
Some hair in your chest.
Aren't you worried about mouth cancer?
Oh, middle grade.
Like, oh wait, you can eat vaginas and get mouth cancer. Never mind.
Yeah.
Wait, what? What's
Michael Douglas.
Michael Douglas.
Michael Douglas got the cancer from the twat.
Too much vagina.
Yeah. Is that like science or
munching
just
too
Michael
much
Douglas?
Muff. It's like science, but not completely.
It's Scientology is what it is.
Wait, no. Is this like legit? Like,
yes.
Doctors have been like, yeah, you ate too much
vagina. I don't know if he said that's how he got it.
He was just face down and just suddenly he had mouth cancer.
It's probably Catra Zeta Jones fucking badge then.
All right, so welcome to episode 20 of the 8-Bit Proof Podcast. And this is the end of the year. So you know what happens at the end of the year? It's that time of year, and it's time that we talk about video games. We get fucking
awesome
video games for Christmas. That kid, I want to be as excited as that kid someday.
About anything.
So, well, we should probably introduce yourself. I'm Corey Atwood.
I'm Waffles.
Handsome Joe.
And Susie.
We're the 8-Bit Proof Podcast, the podcast of BagelGames.com. Now, officially, I think all our episodes are up there on the server and shit now, so.
Are they?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think 19's gone up yet.
18 and 19 are on the server, but they haven't gone up yet. So
18's up.
Got to link those.
18 went up today. You're
19
right.
19 is not.
So, yeah.
Alcohol.
BagelGames.com, your online source for video games, news, reviews, previews, and features. And we got comic book reviews on there now.
And booze reviews.
Yeah.
Disclaimer, we don't have booze reviews.
This is our end of the year episode. So a lot of websites, they celebrate, you know, game of the year. So we're going to do a countdown of sorts. Mm. So what we're going to do is we're going to take a few select games, and we'll shower them with praise.
Yes.
But Roger,
yes.
What's better than a bronze shower or a silver shower?
A golden shower?
Yes. Correct. So we're going to be going through the 8-Bit Proof 2013 golden showers this episode.
Mm. It sounds dirty.
Platinum showers
would
actually
talking
be more
about
fancy.
They would, but we're not at that level yet.
That would hurt.
And
a
I
robot
can't,
would piss platinum.
I can't grab this sound effect for a platinum shower.
It depends if you go into the platinum room.
The girls will pretty much do anything.
What?
If you give them platinum.
What was that?
That was my golden shower sound effect, which I went through
it
a lot.
It took me and Corey an hour and a half to get that just right.
Joe kept spitting early before we could.
Come on, you got to take it all. At least 10 ounces.
Went through a whole tube of toothpaste.
It's filthy.
That is.
But, well, we always start our show with a game.
Yes.
So we have a game, and the game is going to be 2013 or not. I don't have my drama sound effect. I'll just give myself that again. All right, so I'll give you the name of a game. You have to tell me whether or not it came out in 2013 or not.
I got this.
That's all. It's pretty self-explanatory.
That's it?
No stealing. No crazy nonsense. We have a lot of shit to talk about.
What happens if you lose?
You lose.
You get nothing.
That's what happens.
You don't have to drink if you lose?
You can, yeah, you know, just drink whatever.
Okay.
It's the end of the year.
Drink as much as you want.
Yeah.
Good.
Drink if you win.
I want to get tinseltoe drunk.
Lawnmower drunk.
Right, yeah. All right, so.
Tinseltoeing a dude drunk.
Susie, you go first.
Okay.
Because you're the guy I pointed at a second ago.
Awesome.
All right, so, pick 1 through 12.
12.
You shouldn't have picked 12.
You dirty dog.
All right, it's probably the most generic named game on here. Connect Party.
This is when.
Yeah,
you
2013.
Get an answer.
You're saying yes?
Yeah.
Incorrect. Yeah. That's my incorrect noise
last
this time.
Year.
So.
It was last year, bro.
Yeah, that was December 2012.
My was bad. Come on, bro.
So, yes, you get Joe's fart. All right.
The connect is awful, so.
We're going this way. So, Roger, your next pick 1 through 11 because he chose 12.
Two.
Okay. I'm going to have to mark these off. Okay, the game is Brain Age 2.
Wait.
We have a lot of those this episode. Brain Age 2.
Brain Age 2?
Brain Age 2.
That's a Nintendo
DS
game.
Hold on. Brain Age 2 Memory Training.
No.
Hey, they're helping. That has not been released in 2013. It was in the past.
You are correct. No, I totally made that game up, actually.
So it's never been released?
There's a Brain Age 2, but it's called something else.
Hey.
Audio high five.
High five.
Joe, pick...
3.
Okay, good.
For the amount I'm going to get right.
All
right,
the game is called Zombies.
Are you shitting me? I say yes to that.
Yeah, you are correct.
Yes!
What did that come out on?
Zombies came out on Windows.
That's so Windows stupid. Game. There's so many iOS and Windows games.
Isn't that Zombies?
It shouldn't
count. No, just
and Linux,
Zombies.
Games that came out for Linux this year? Ridiculous.
All right, Susie, your turn. Just pick a number from 1 to 12. Okay, the game is Afterburner Climax.
Oh, yeah, that's a yes, Prince. It's a yes.
Climax. No.
Ah, you fucking Francis. You never listen
you
to me.
You are incorrect.
It was on a list.
Well,
it came out on iOS.
What list?
The list of games that came out in 2013, Francis. Did you even read it?
No, I have.
Jesus,
no.
Do your homework.
I read it, Francis.
Okay.
Do your homework,
you
guy.
Score?
Yeah.
Okay.
It's tied 1-1, Joe Roger.
All right. Roger, just pick a number. 1 through 11.
Don't you fucking take 3.
10.
10. Okay, the game is called Adventure Time. Hey, Ice King, why'd you steal our garbage?
That definitely sounds like a 2013 game.
Wrong.
You are incorrect. Oh, I'm sorry. No, that came out in 2012, though. November 2012.
It was close enough to 2013.
We're not playing close enough,
know,
are we?
But I'm just saying.
No.
I'm not playing hand grenades.
Just take that.
Okay.
Jew?
Give me my question. 3.
No, you already chose 3.
I cheese it again.
No.
All right, I'll choose it again.
I choose you. All right. 2 then. Give me the deuce.
I'm just gonna give you number 4 because that's been chosen too.
What?
Okay. The game is called Tactical Intervention.
That's a yes.
Hallelujah. Correct. That came out on Windows also.
Dude, I have the list like memorized.
Yeah, I did take from that same Wikipedia list. Susie.
Give me my prize.
Pick a number.
2.
Okay. The game is called God Mode.
Yes.
Yes. Let me get you back in this game, Francis.
You are correct. Yes, God Mode came out for Windows, XBLA, and PSN.
I'm going to get you back in this game, Francis.
Roger.
Yes.
I need all help.
7.
I'm just choosing them at random now for you. I'm not even listening.
Wait, number 7 has not been called yet.
Yeah, that was actually God Mode.
Give him the 7.
Okay. 8.
Okay. Okay, the game. Game is called Yumby Toss.
Yumby Toss? That sounds like a early 2010s.
So no.
You are correct. That
all
came out.
All you had to do was look at me.
I know.
December 2012, that came out. See? Stop helping him.
Give me my question.
All right. What's the score right now? We're almost done with the game.
Joe 2, Roger 2, me 1.
Give me the close. 3.
All right.
Give me my hard one.
Give me the 3.
Joe, your game is The Incredible Adventures of Van Helsing.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Give me my hallelujah.
You are correct.
I'm fucking laser show right now.
I don't know how that game came out in 2013, but yes, you are right. All right, Susie. There's only 3. I'm just going to choose one at random for you.
Thank you.
Far Cry 3.
That's a no.
This is easy.
No.
What a softball.
You are correct. Yes, that came out in December 2012.
The old Rene Rancourt triple pump.
Yeah! Yeah! Yeah!
Roger,
yes.
There's only 2 left, actually. So,
okay.
I'm unbeatable right now.
Top or bottom?
I like the bottom.
Yeah, you want to be on the
you
bottom.
Would like the bottom. All right.
I do.
This is also one of the most generic names ever.
Yes.
Modern Combat 4 Zero Hour.
I got nothing for you this time, Roger. It's all you.
Modern Combat 4 Zero Hour.
4-0 Hour.
I'm going to go with 0, which means no.
Let's say I don't know what that means. You're going to say no?
Yeah.
You are correct.
Good.
That came out for iOS and Android in December 2012.
Good.
This is for the win. If Joe guesses.
Give him a tough one.
Yes, this is the last one.
One. Can't hurt me.
The game is wait. You already know part of it, so I can play the music. Toki Tori 2.
Yes.
You are correct.
Son of a bitch.
Hallelujah.
That came out on the Wii U. So what is the final score?
Joe 4.
Roger 3.
Say it again, right. Francis.
Joe 4.
Roger. No, say how many I got wrong.
I don't keep a track of that.
I don't think you got any wrong. Divided by 4, right. 12, 3, 4. Yeah, you got 0 wrong.
Carry the
Roger
6.
You got 1 wrong.
I even got yours
wrong.
Right.
All right, so Joe, you get your choice of a...
big penis.
You can have a big penis or...
I'll take the big penis.
Okay. And Roger and Susie.
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Not even an everlasting gobstop?
No.
You okay. Get nothing.
Do you hear the man? The man is very positive.
Good day, sir.
All right, so that's the end of our first segment, and we usually go to commercial right now, right? So.
Commercial.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Jingle bells, Santa smells, Christmas really stunk. I got nothing that I like, my gifts were all just junk. Boxes full of clothes, CDs no one knows. When I wanted something for my Nintendo 64, Zelda's great, Turok 2, South Park would be fine. How about Rogue Squadron? That game should be mine.
Make up for a lame Christmas. Get the hits you missed on N64.
You've never done a trade-in?
No, I don't fucking trade in shit, Francis. I think I ever traded in was Super Mario Galaxy and Crysis 2 for like $50 off of like something at GameStop.
No.
You traded in Super Mario Galaxy? That was like one of the best Wii games.
I beat it. I don't play Wii. I played it maybe once in the last 2 years.
Do you still have your Wii?
Yeah.
I didn't trade it in.
Yeah. I'm like some person here who traded in their Wii.
Yeah, I wanted to get a PlayStation 3.
Oh, yeah, I did trade it. No, I didn't trade my Wii, and I sold it to someone for like $300. Yeah, but I got decent change for it.
Yeah, okay. I got well over 100 for mine.
Okay.
I sold my Wii and all the games for it for like $300.
Hey, we have a topic of our show.
All right,
so our topic is the golden showers. We've already addressed that. Here is our golden shower sound.
I'm gonna pee on the one who wins this game.
Yeah, it was awful I went through to get that sound.
This was filmed on location.
All right, and so all right, without further ado, we're going to count down the golden showers of 2013.
It's clear that everyone at this table remembers that dance game.
Yeah.
Fucking Kinect.
That's all I can think of is wrestlers dancing.
Yeah, two wrestlers just throwing their arms up in the air.
Me almost breaking my neck jumping over Roger.
And me almost throwing up.
Drunk out of my mind.
Why'd you almost throw up?
Trying not to look at butt cracks.
Well, you have to roll on
Who's
the ground.
Whose butt cracks?
Every butt crack.
Probably mine when I throw myself on the ground and roll around.
Butt cracks everywhere? Butt cracker?
I think that's a Korn song.
Butt cracks everywhere?
So cookies.
And golden showers go hand in hand when we're talking about the AP Proof Podcast.
The beginning one was really Joe. I thought I'd hit the button at first.
No, that was me.
All right, so our first topic is best character of a game in 2013. Doesn't have to be a new character of 2013. So best character of 2013. Who would like to go first? I'm not going first because I have to.
Why not? Why aren't you
going to
go first?
Because I gotta get my little soundboard thing here ready.
Why don't we just go clockwise?
I don't want to go first.
All right, I'll go.
Joe will go first.
I think we know who's going to win this hands down. But my pick is obviously Trevor Phillips.
Okay, jack me off into a cock, slap me around. We got options, baby.
Yeah, I had that ready because he was mine too.
Everyone's going to pick Trevor. He was the best character ever in the history of any video game. I think everyone's going to pick Trevor. Whoever doesn't pick Trevor here should get a teabagging.
I guess I'm going to teabag.
Yeah, you're going to teabag. Yeah.
Trevor's not your first choice?
I didn't play Grand Theft Auto.
Yeah, he
didn't.
Oh, that's, you know, that's a sad thing.
You didn't miss anything.
I think...
Bullshit.
You want to shy away from picks on games you didn't actually fucking play, so I guess kudos to you, Francis.
Thanks.
Congratulations.
My runner-up, I was really...
Can you do runner-ups?
Yeah, one and two.
Okay. You know what? I thought that's what we were doing, a runner-up. You're right, but we didn't clarify. What we do is we each have... this is how we're going to do it, because we fight a lot on this podcast. Mm. And in order to get through an entire show and not have it be 3.5 hours, in order to choose the winner for each category, best character and so forth... My voice just cracked.
It's okay.
What we're gonna do is we're all gonna say our number one. Each person will also have a runner up. That won't count. That's not your number one. Then we're gonna roll this dice, and I'll be 1, 2, 3, 4. Whoever wins, that's gonna be our golden shower pick for. You know,
I like it.
Best character.
I like where
totally
you're going.
Arbitrary and capricious. Let's
yeah,
go
you know it. Why? Because yeah. This is.
This is democracy manifest.
That's how we roll here at 8-Bit Proof. We don't want to fight. This is all democracy manifest.
Runner-up.
Joe, continue.
My runner-up, I was stuck between the DMC, Dante, and Jetstream Sam from Metal Gear Rising Revengeance, but I ended up with Sergeant Rex Power Colt from Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon.
Yes. I'd give you that round of applause.
There was a multitude of reasons why. His quotes were awesome. School's out for summer. School's out forever. It was just awesome. No. When he asked him about the woman, like, who's the lady in your life, the doctor's like, who's the lady that's in your life? He's like, Lady Liberty. She taught me the winners don't use drugs.
Security override. Activate tutorial programs for Sergeant Rex Power Code.
Acknowledged. Loading basic tutorial batch 101 from Military Navigation for Idiots. Auto holstering weapons for silent approach.
Oh, you fucking asshole.
The whole thing is like, it's more visual, but it's like, press A to prove you can read. Press B to go higher. It's just like.
We cybernetic ninjas, motherfucker!
Video game humor.
Yeah, so that's, I agree. He was a good character. But Trevor Phillips was your number one.
Oh, yeah. Gotta give it to TP.
All right, Susie, your non-Trevor pick.
Well, my runner-up was Big B Wolf from The Wolf Among Us.
Really?
Character.
Oh, yes.
But my number one...
Jesus, that's still loud.
My number one of the year was Mr. Torg. I can't remember if it came out this year or...
It did not.
Did not?
It was last year.
It was last year?
But maybe the DLC was this year, though. No.
Mr. Torg November 20th of 2012. Sorry.
Francis, get your pick out of my face.
You got to pick another
Big Bad Wolf
one.
It is.
Batman. In Arkham Origins?
Yes, he was angry. He was very good. He did a good job. Fought people.
All right, so Batman is your choice?
No, not really. It's Big B Wolf. We'll go Batman.
Big B Wolf is number one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Folks, this is what happens when you go with the bargain baseball.
How was
podcast.
That game?
It was good. I enjoyed it.
Blackgate?
That's it? That's all you got from it?
Arkham Origins or The Wolf Among Us?
The Wolf.
It was good. If you like that whole comic book, I guess you'll like the story. It was a good story.
I would imagine you would.
The main guy's a little bit like Wolverine, but good nonetheless.
He's the main character in the comic.
I don't know. Roger, be wary. There's choices. It's a Telltale game.
Yeah, but they don't matter.
Hey, hold on a second.
Wow. Oh, that was a terrible one.
Shit your pants. Wow.
That was like pushing air out of two pieces of bologna pushed together.
Get out of here, guy.
My first choice is also Trevor from GTA, and I have a ton of clips from him, but this was inspired by him.
Put your Johnson away, sir.
Sir.
But that was his cousin, that wasn't him. So I agree with Joe, my first pick would be Trevor.
It's got to be TP.
Trevor from GTA. And my second runner-up would have to be the Lutece twins from Bioshock Infinite. Because they're... Spoilers, they're kind of the same person. Yeah. So that's my pick for runner-up. But I have to agree with you, Trevor. So that's two votes for Trevor. Roger?
Trevor's got a good chance.
My number one character of the year is... Well, this is going to be obvious. Comstock and Booker DeWitt. Because they're one and the same.
Ah, spoiler again. Yes, you're right.
Listen, if you... It's like the Red Dead thing. If you haven't played as long, you know what?
It came out in 2013. It's whatever. Not that old.
Maybe somebody's waiting for the Steam sale.
That's it's already on Steam sale, Francis. It was like $5.
That's right. So you played it and beat
ten
it already.
Bucks.
Infinite was like $5 or $10.
Yeah.
Yeah, the holiday Steam sales right now are retarded.
Yes, retardedly good.
Retardedly awesome.
And my number two, my runner-up is Baird from Gears of War Judgment.
That's a good pick.
That is a good pick. Baird is awesome. The rest of the games that you played this year.
I did totally forget about Judgment.
There isn't any.
You did have a wide pool to choose from, right? I mean,
two games.
I did. Roll the dice, guy. See who wins.
He played Diablo.
So you didn't want to choose the random faceless guy who was just running in Temple Run 2?
No.
That guy lost personality.
We're going to save Temple Run for bigger and better categories.
That guy had a name. Didn't he? The random guy.
I'm sure he did, but
I'm sure his name was just...
Yeah, because when you switch...
That's his name, right?
Because when you switch to another guy, they had a name, like the Sergeant Johnson guy, the cop guy.
I'm saving Temple Run 2 for bigger categories.
Mr. Buy More Gems.
Game of the year. Microtransactions.
What number am I in the dice roll?
All right, I'm one, you're two, just three.
Let's go. Let's do it.
Bobby, you're
so... Two, ooh. That would be Roger.
Comstock. Thank you. Thank you.
So Comstock, you win the Golden Shower for 2013 for best new character.
I'm sure. Andrew Ryan.
I'm Andrew Ryan.
And technically, Andrew
a man
Ryan won that
chooses.
Too.
Yeah.
Andrew, Andrew
spit
Ryan.
The spit at the end makes that.
Booker DeWitt.
All right, so the second Golden Shower award is the... It's the Doe Award. It's the biggest fuck-up of 2013.
Ooh, I like this one.
Biggest fuck-up. All right, someone else go.
I'll go first.
Susie?
Go, Francis.
The second biggest screw-up of 2013 is Nintendo Wii U and Nintendo's complete screw-up of supporting the Wii U.
Ooh.
And, you know, you have, like, one good game come out this year, and that's about it.
Which one was it?
Super Mario World 3D. It's pretty good.
Okay.
I didn't play it, but it looks pretty good.
It must have been really good then.
Yeah, huh? I know. Fantastic. Everybody here has a Wii U, right? And the number one biggest screw-up was obviously the X-Bone and everything that came along with that, with the DRM and everything. So,
The X-Bone is your runner-up?
Yeah. No, that's the number one.
Francis is doing it old-fashioned way. Runner-up and then the win.
Yeah.
So the X-Bone, which is sitting about 6 feet behind me in your house?
Yes, because I'm hoping they bring back digital family sharing planning, whatever it was called, or natural family planning.
Don't hold your breath.
So I can share my games for free with all of you.
Don't lie, Francis. Wait, bought it because you have a sickness. Hold on.
Sickness that you can't control.
The same reason why you're going to buy a PlayStation 4, Francis.
Hold on.
You can't stop yourself.
Hold on.
Xbox on.
Wah, wah.
Yeah.
It's not
going to
do
it. It did not work.
Yeah,
it's got performance anxiety.
Yeah, you know what I hear about those Xbox Ones? They
break like fucking chocolate.
That's what they break like.
Yes.
A wise man once coined that term.
So there you go.
It's your turn.
All right, you know what my biggest fuck-up of 2013 was?
What?
I'll let IGN introduce it.
Well, we still don't have the Xbox 720 or the PlayStation 4, but an entirely new console has just been announced. It's called the Ouya. It's $99. It's based on Android.
It's on sale for
$60. It's an open, console. It isn't meant to directly compete with the Xbox or the PlayStation or the Wii.
Or anything.
But instead, it's meant to be something completely different.
Yeah, it's supposed to sit on the shelves for the rest of its life because no one's going to fucking buy it.
Well, it's because nobody's developing for it.
I already have a smartphone.
That's the thing is there's like three playable games for it and nobody wants them and they'll just play their games on their phone. It was a good idea on paper, but it did not pan out.
You see those controllers that you can put your iPhone 5 in and it becomes like an Xbox controller with an iPhone 5 in it?
Yeah, they launch. They attach on the ends.
They're awesome looking. I'd get one of those.
So yeah.
I don't think I'd ever play a game for it, but I get one.
So the Ouya, I'm sorry. The Ouya is my number one fuck up. And my second fuck up, I'm sad to say, is Dead Island Riptide.
Good choice. Yeah. Good choice.
Forgot about that game. Thank you.
$5 on Steam right now.
Total fuck up. I liked the first Dead Island despite it being like a B movie level video game, like tons of problems. And Dead Island Riptide had such fucking potential to be a better game. And it didn't at all. It just.
I hope Techland folds before that new game comes out. What's that?
They're also making Hellraid.
No, what's that one that's coming off of PS4?
Oh, Darkest Light. Another zombie-like survival.
Rising Light, Raising Light.
Yeah,
something.
Dying Light. Dying Light. Yeah.
That looks good, though.
So, yeah, those are my two biggest disappointments. But number one, yes, Ouya. That's what I pick.
Ouya!
Roger?
Hit us with your runner up is the same. Gears of War.
My runner-up is the same as your runner-up, Dead Island Riptide.
Yep.
And my biggest disappointment was Saints Row to Fourth.
Oh, good choice.
Awful.
Good choice.
Awful. It wasn't awful.
It was
awful.
Good choice. It was not
it was
awful.
It was not great.
Did you finish it, Francis?
I did.
Did you?
Yeah.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Because didn't you post that I can't finish this game because this boss fight is fucking stupid?
Yeah, then I went back and finished it.
Oh, did you?
It was a little...
Even
a little
with the Transformers song?
What Transformers song?
You don't remember?
I don't
know. From the animated movie? The Hot Rod vs. Galvatron battle song?
No. I didn't recognize it.
It was from the Mix 107.77
yeah, you got the
station,
touch,
which is one of the best radio stations of all time.
I only listened to the dubstep
the
station.
Touch.
The game was stupid. Let's carry on.
I think you're alpha hard on that game.
Galvatron!
What?
I think you're alpha hard on that game.
I thought you said alpha hard. I was like, what?
Alpha hard. It's no. I think you're extra hard on that game.
It was a bad game.
It's not a bad game.
It is a bad game.
The game is... It's
break like fucking chocolate.
The game is completely game. Broken like chocolate.
It's a bad game.
Somebody broke that game just like chocolate before it was even made.
It's a bad game. Right, Joseph, let's go.
My runner-up, I'm going to go Francis style. My runner-up for suck of the year was GTA Online and then the whole nonsense with the Grand Theft Auto do not install this disc when you bought the game fucking mockery.
Yeah, I remember that.
It was install this disc.
Don't install this disc. Don't install the disc. And also you can't go online.
You know it works seamlessly now, right?
Yeah.
You know that, right?
After what? After I lost interest in it like 3 weeks after it came out?
It was a very bad launch GTA Online. I agree with you there.
I fucked it up royally.
Did you play on the PC yet?
No, it's not out for the PC yet, Francis.
Put,
see that?
Put that
talking about.
And that to your... And then, of course, my winning vote goes to the X-Bone reveal in general, the whole thing. The DRM, the fucking faulty systems that came out, the disc trays, the flip-flopping web-based requirements, use game gate, and also, we have an offline system. It's called the Xbox 360.
Fuck you, Microsoft!
I love that. That was good.
That was a bit of a PR faux pas.
Yeah. Oh, man, it was just so
ugly. That's why he's gone.
So ugly.
Yeah, so yours is the X-Bone launch.
X-Bone all day.
X-Bone, it's the same thing.
X-Bone in general.
Mine is the Ouya, yours is Saints Row 3. I'm sorry, 3 was a fantastic game.
Roll those dice. Say something bad about it.
Everybody remember what their number was?
What was my number?
I'm 4, you're 3.
Cool.
6.
I guess 6,
let's re-roll.
2.
Whoa! Oh, Roger wins
the 2 in a row. Which is what, Saints Row?
Yes.
So Saints Row. Saints Row 4 is the biggest.
That's a shame.
Is that a weighted dice?
All right, next category, best sound. Best sound of 2013. All these sounds are sounds, so that's good enough, I guess.
That's a sound. I heard it.
Yeah, so best sound. Pick a game with the best sound or whatever. My voice keeps cracking night. All right, someone else go.
Drink some more beer.
I'll go first.
Go.
The entire BioShock Infinite soundtrack.
Of course you'd say
is that one or two?
The entire BioShock Infinite soundtrack.
No, I mean, is that your runner-up or number one?
That's the only one I need.
Okay.
You need a runner-up.
So my number one is the complete BioShock Infinite soundtrack.
Awful.
And my runner-up is the sound that happens when you shoot a bow and arrow in Diablo 3.
Can you, like, reenact that sound? Why? Why does that get runner-up?
Because I like it. It's genuine.
It just makes you feel good?
Yes.
It's because he's not prepared for this.
What about the soundtrack of BioShock Infinite did you enjoy?
Yeah. Everything. The songs that played while you played the missions. The barbershop quartet, whatever you want to call them.
I almost put it on here for like the ragtime mixes of modern
the covers,
games.
Yes.
I wanted to see if you would mention those or if you would just be like, Game of the Forever!
Nope, because of that. And plus, one of the songs they played in the beginning of the game pretty much explained the whole game. I forget the name of the song. It was a cover of a song.
Well, that was fucking helpful.
It was a cover of a song, but I can't remember. But anyways, runner-up, the bow and arrow sound from Diablo 3. Number one, BioShock Infinite's soundtrack.
I wish I had a bow and arrow sound.
Joe, you're up.
All right, my runner-up was a DMC. Techno Jams. Francis, you know what I'm talking about.
I love the wub-wub.
A lot of wub-wub.
And it was just good. It was good music, good beats. Good beats to beat the shit out of people, too.
That's good. You
it was a good
that.
Good soundtrack.
You
very good soundtrack. And for the winner, of course, I give it to Battlefield 4. Because Battlefield, despite having the most contrived...
Get your hand off my...
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I like that sound, but that was a good soundtrack. But Battlefield 4 has the most accurate sounding
weapons
sound effects. Yeah, the weapons, the guns, the gristle under your feet, the fucking
gristle. What are we, like, walking on fatty steak?
Yeah, everything's like, everything's perfect.
You know what's not perfect about Battlefield 4? Apparently the servers. Yeah. Can fucking play it anymore.
I've heard,
so.
Yeah.
Servers not so good.
They work fine,
especially
for me,
on the console.
But I just bought the game.
God.
Francis, you're up.
All right. So my number two was Luigi's Mansion.
That was really good.
That came out this year?
Yeah, that was an excellent game. It came out where at PAX.
Yeah. That's the first. You could get it like 2 days early at PAX.
Ooh.
Yeah. That was nice. And my number one is.
Oh, yeah, you're right. I'm sorry, I was supposed to have something.
It's Zelda!
I was totally supposed to have something queued up.
Oh, it's so much calzone.
It's so good.
Is this a Disney music?
Get the fuck out of
here.
Yeah,
seriously.
Right now.
Just walk,
ooh,
walk,
where do you want me to go?
Walk right out the door.
Really?
This man's never played a video game in his entire life.
Maybe you should go kill yourself.
Did you play
you can't
Zelda?
I know what
Zelda.
This is.
Oh, okay.
It was a joke.
Who's you next? Know what? What's your runner-up, Dick?
Luigi's Mansion.
Oh, okay. Yeah, sorry. I apologize.
It's fine.
Yeah, we shit all over. I mean, we stepped all over between two worlds, so I apologize for that.
It's a sensitive subject.
It's your turn.
It's like saying Mario
shoot
sucks.
From the hip. Skip.
All right, my runner-up, I'm gonna go do what you guys are doing. I like that better. My runner-up is the radio channel Mix 107.7 from Saints Row 4 with the I Don't Want to Miss a Thing. And dude, that was the greatest radio
Aerosmith?
Station ever. Yeah, but it was, when you're climbing that missile in the very beginning
see,
of the game.
He was blinded by that mission.
I know.
They got you. They hooked you good.
Yeah. That game, it was
the first two missions
you guys
were
too
phenomenal.
Hard
they
on
gave
that
you
game.
The free crack, and
the
you
game
just
was
kept
awful.
On coming back.
No, the game was
it
not
was awful.
Awful.
It was just a reskin.
Do you know what you should do?
That's all
you,
it was.
You should go play, like, Super Bible Adventure or a Barbie game so you know what an awful game is actually like.
Is there an actual game called Super Bible Adventure?
Yeah, yeah, it's like for Nintendo, it? Yeah.
Really?
Play the straw game. What's that drink game that was at PAX? Drink this game. Drink the soda.
Oh, Soda Drinker Pro. Yeah. Play one of those games. Those are awful games. Saints Row 4 was a fine game. It was no Saints Row 3.
I don't think
well,
so.
I disagree.
In
it's
the land of well-polished and well-made games, it was a fucking turd.
It was not as bad as you guys.
Turd.
To listen to Nolan
turd.
North.
According to 8-Bit Proof, it was the, what was it, Francis?
The biggest fuck-up of 2013.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank
you're
you.
Right, all right,
now continue.
But to be able to hear, Nolan North right be able on. To sing Opposites Attract, that was great. I was a fan of that. That's my runner-up. It's not my number one. My number one is the Stanley Parable, because the sound in the Stanley Parable is pretty much, you know, if anyone who's played it, it's, Joe, you just played it today, right?
Yesterday.
You bought it on Steam for like fucking dirt nothing.
Yeah, I think they paid me for it.
$8.
The narrator's voice is very soothing.
It's soothing. It's so good, yeah.
He's British.
He reminds me of the guy that does the newscaster in V for Vendetta. The English guy, Prothero.
But the whole game is, it's just the narrator, and he tells you essentially what to do, and you can decide to do it or not. And this is This is the broom closet scene. You walk by a broom closet, and you can just decide to step in. There's a little bit of downtime in this video, but it's totally worth it, I promise.
Stanley stepped into the broom closet, but there was nothing here, so he turned around and got back on track.
All right, if you don't do what the narrator says, he gets all irritated with you.
As he should.
There was nothing here. No choice to make, no path to follow. Just an empty broom closet. No reason to still be here.
Such a kindly old man.
Yeah, he's nice for a while.
He gets pissed.
It was baffling that Stanley was still just sitting in the broom closet. He wasn't even doing anything. At least if there was something to interact with, he'd be justified in some way.
At this
as
point,
is,
you're like...
He's literally just standing there doing sweet F.A.
Sweet what?
Fuck all.
Uh-huh. Are you really still in the broom closet? Standing around doing nothing? Why? Please offer me some explanation here. I'm genuinely confused.
All right, that goes on for like three minutes in this clip. But like, you can stay in the broom closet for like 15 minutes. And nothing happens. He just gets more pissed off of you. And so, the Stanley Parable, that's my number one choice because the narrator, like, makes the game.
My second time going into the broom closet, he didn't even bother. He was like, Stanley went into the broom closet, and I'm just going to let him do whatever he's going to do in there, and then we'll get back to the story.
Yeah. The second time I played it, I walked by, and he was like, oh, fuck, you're going in the broom closet again? Just let me know when you come back out. And the third time I played through, the broom closet was like nailed shut. There were just boards over it.
Roll the snake eyes, guy.
Oh, is that all of us?
Yeah, let's do this. Come on, three.
Five.
Five. We'll have to roll again. One. Stanley Parable. Yes.
Celebration, everybody.
It's a celebration, bitches.
So, Stanley Parable, you win the 2013 Golden Shower Award.
Congratulations. It's an honor.
Oh, boy.
I like the spit at the end.
The spit completely makes it.
You gotta get it out.
The next category is the oh my god, what the fuck? Someone else.
Yeah, don't start with me.
I'll go.
Okay, Francis.
No, Francis, let Joe go first.
All right, Joe, you go first.
Okay, I'll go. My oh my god, what the fuck moment was Lindsay Lohan trying to sue Grand Theft Auto 5 because the douchebag and the bikini chick looks like her.
When I saw that clip, like it was like at the bottom of like a it was like a big O article or some. Yeah. I was like, is that real?
It can't be real. Come on, really?
Yeah, I didn't buy it at first either, but
And my winner for oh my god, what the fuck is definitely that Xbox sales are almost the same as PS4 sales.
You're surprised by that?
Oh my god, what the fuck?
There's one right behind me.
Yeah. Oh my god, what the fuck? What the fuck is wrong with you, Francis? Oh my god, what the fuck? PS4.
Titanfall.
It's not coming out for like 7 months.
Not till March, man.
Hey.
It's 3 months.
What's coming out for PS4?
Nothing.
Everything.
Eventually. I got a lot of zones I can kill.
Yeah.
That's about Calzone. It.
I can kill every zone.
Calzone's everywhere.
It's slow and plodding.
Yeah. That's what I figured. Well, I have two number twos. Well, you guys can pick.
Flush between them
two
at least.
Two number twos? Yeah, give us a courtesy flush.
One of them is Alien. One of them is Alien Colonial Marines.
Good choice.
Francis.
Good
choice. No, that shouldn't have been an oh my god, what the fuck? That's a skip it.
Real bad.
It wasn't even the
real
game,
I was shocked
game,
that it was
though.
So bad.
Why are you going to do me like that, Francis?
It wasn't even the same game
well,
they showed
at PAX. Okay, I'll just do third-person Fallout because nobody should be playing.
Hey, fuck you.
Third-person. and my number one is beard jizz. I don't understand it. I don't get it, and I'm disturbed by it.
Because you can't grow a beard, that's why you wouldn't understand.
I'm disturbed by it.
All
right, what the fuck?
We haven't recorded a podcast since we coined the term beard jizz.
Explain beard jizz, Francis.
I don't want to explain it.
Let it
Joe
out.
Needs to explain it.
Why do I have to let it? No.
It's essentially the modern disgusting equivalent of bee in my bonnet. This is the jizz in my beard.
This is just terrible.
It's
yeah. Everything about it ruins everything.
It's about the worst thing that could probably happen to you is you have a nice, thick beard and suddenly there's jizz all over it.
You let someone borrow your car to get in an accident, they just jizz in your beard.
Yeah,
exactly. That's a very good term.
You jizzed on my fucking beard and now I got to shave it off.
And that's
bullshit. Never
going
to be the same.
I would like to point out that when we coined this term, like seconds after, Joe posted a picture of of a beard with jizz in it.
So guy, you just gotta stare in his eyes. Just look in his eyes. You see the story of his life.
Oh, so thick.
You gotta see the look in his eyeballs.
At first, I thought it was Joe because it had like the same color and everything. And I'm like, why does Joe? Oh, it's not Joe.
Joe went a long
way. Why does Joe have
cum
all over his face? I was like, oh,
that's commitment to a joke.
Imagine that.
Hey, relax. It would have been my own. Okay, relax.
That's even worse.
Come on.
Hey guys, look, there's cum in my beard.
guys, it's mine. Okay, it's mine.
Feel
big
very
joke.
Uncomfortable.
I missed the big joke. It's mine.
Corey,
guys.
You're up.
All right.
My runner-up for my oh my god, what the fuck would have to be that Zynga has not filed for bankruptcy yet.
Oh, good one.
Because they're a company that they were making all the Facebook games, and they didn't adapt to mobile. And in 2012, they lost $210 million, and they still have not filed for bankruptcy yet. And they hired the Microsoft head, Don Matrick, after his...
Stupid assholes.
They already fired him?
No, they hired... I'm saying they hired him for a substantial amount of money.
I was gonna
and
say.
He still has not turned the company around.
It's a pile of garbage, what do you expect?
But before they hired him, they hired a whole crew of psychologists to incorporate compulsion loops in their games.
Good
which
for
is
them.
It's exactly what they put in like
Farmville.
Well, they put those in casinos to keep compulsive gamblers playing their games, which goes to show that Zynga does not give a fuck about making good games. They just want people to continue with their microtransactions.
Yeah, you want to fuck your mind.
Shut up and take my money!
Yeah, fuck you, Zynga. So that's my what the fuck is that they're still a thing and they have not disappeared yet. But my number one, oh my god, what the fuck? It happened while we were walking around PAX, the PAX floor.
Mm, of course.
The fact that this was a thing. Life is like a hurricane. Yeah. And if you don't know what that is.
Duck, bird, yeah, keep it playing.
Okay.
Race cars, lasers, aeroplanes. It's a duck
blur. I hear you can dab in the volleyball.
Might solve a mystery.
The fact that they would remake that game, it blows my mind. So that was
for you. They did it for you.
I know. It totally validated my entire existence. But that's my, oh my god, what the fuck. Roger?
My runner-up for oh my god, what the fuck is when we found out that stupid fucking countdown site for Fallout was fake. That was upsetting. And my number one, oh my god, what the fuck, is when we found out that Ben Affleck was cast as Batman.
I wish I had a Batman sound effect for that.
Batfleck!
That was a very good choice, though, by the way. I completely forgot. I remember that morning being like, oh, what's Roger going to say about this? Scanning through
joke.
My phone.
This is some sort of a joke, right? This is a bad dream.
I've come to accept it, though.
Roll the dice.
I believe when we talked about it on the podcast, yeah. I said it was going to be a success.
Affleck's going to change his whole fucking career with this movie.
No, he's already changed his career. This is him putting the like fucking mantelpiece.
He's going to prove all the haters wrong. All
right, I hope he doesn't daredevil it up, though.
He's going
to argue. He's made fun
it.
Of Daredevil in like interviews about Batman. He's like, I want to make up for Daredevil.
I think he has to to be a respectable human
yes.
being.
Hey, he met Jennifer Garner playing Daredevil. I think that worked out well for him.
Garner,
whatever.
She might like to
She has a vagina, right? What do I care what her name is?
Oh. Exactly.
I can't see what that
Three.
Is.
Joe.
Three, so that is Joe. What was yours?
Yes, Xbox sales numbers.
So Xbox sales numbers, you get the Golden Shower Award for biggest fuck-up of this year. No,
no
oh my god.
Oh my god, what the fuck?
That's right.
Come on, guy.
I'm sorry.
It's okay.
All right, All right, we should start going quickly. We have a lot more of these to get.
Do it, guy.
All right, next one is best story.
is it even a question?
All right, Roger, let's just get through yours.
BioShock Infinite, number okay. one. I don't need a runner-up. Runner-up, BioShock Infinite.
Next.
My runner-up was Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon because, frankly, it's fantastic.
Yes, it is
Winner
fantastic.
Winner of Best Story, Last of Us.
My runner-up for Best Stories was Wolf Among Us, and my number one was Shadowrun Returns.
Oh. Number one. That was a good number
yes,
one.
Yes, it is. Thank you.
All right, and we're going to go through this quickly. Runner-up, BioShock Infinite, a very close number one to which I agree with Joe, The Last of Us. Really great story, and I do have a clip of it really quick.
Please play it.
Yes, all right. In this clip, you just left this guy who helped you out. You're driving in the car. Joel and Ellie are driving in the car, also known as Ellen Page.
Are there any spoilers?
No, there's no spoilers in this. But you just left this guy named Bill.
Bill?
Yeah, if you looked in the corner of his house, they never really mention it. It's kind of a subtle thing, but Bill's gay.
Okay.
And he's got a substantial collection of gay porn.
Mm.
So you just leave his house, and they're driving in the car, Joel and Ellie, and Joel finds out that Ellie swiped one of his gay porn.
Yes.
Oh, man. Well, better than nothing. Oh, I'm sure your friend will be missing this tonight.
This is a gay porn mag.
It's light on the reading, but it's got some interesting photos.
Now, Ellie, that ain't for kids.
Whoa! How the hell would he even walk around with that thing?
Get rid of that.
Hold your horses. I want to see what all the fuss is about. Oh. Why are these all stuck together?
Beard jizz.
Just fucking with you.
Yeah, so then she throws the porn out the window. But that is a good interaction between Joel and Ellie, and yeah, that's why I would give it the best story of the year.
Because of jizz?
Because of the jizzy pages.
There was no... They didn't actually show any beer jizz, so...
You gotta assume
implied.
It's in there, though. It's
the inference of beer jizz.
Because I would imagine gay dudes with beards... beard jizz probably all definitely kinds. Happened.
Wouldn't be as much of a problem for us. Or as it is for us. All right, one, which is me. Yes.
Celebration.
Two. The Last of Us. The Last of Us wins Best Story of 2013.
Good.
All right, next, let's move along quickly. Best Gameplay of 2013. I'll go first because I don't have any clips for this. Runner-up, Animal Crossing New Leaf, because it's like fucking crack, and all my other games, when you look at how many games I played on 3DS, how many hours, this one is like above and it's like 178 hours I put into that game already.
Skyrim.
And
in
no
third person.
I don't play Skyrim in third person, just Fallout.
Ugh, disgusting.
And my number one is Tomb Raider, because I thought the gameplay was like way better than I expected it was going to be. It was a lot of fun.
You put 178 hours to Tomb Raider?
No, into Animal Crossing.
178 hours?
Yes.
Jesus
well,
Christ.
To be fair, both me and the wife play it, so I probably put half of that.
Jesus.
But that's still a shit.
No, you know you did at least 3/4.
Okay, yeah, maybe.
Okay, thank
yeah.
you.
All right. If not more.
Thank Roger. You for honesty.
Best gameplay.
Best gameplay runner-up, Diablo 3. Best game same. Play number yeah, one, same. Temple Run 2.
You know, I'm proud of you for not choosing BioShock Infinite.
If you said BioShock Infinite, I would slap you across
the mouth. Yeah,
me too. That was the worst gameplay.
I would have given him so much
BioShock's
shit.
Gameplay.
Awful, awful, awful.
It was
awful
so gameplay. Scaled back from the first BioShock.
Awful.
Like,
how?
I wouldn't say it was awful, but it was very,
in
very
comparison,
tame.
Awful.
To what?
To maybe any
in
other game
in comparison
you could
to the
play.
Previous ones.
Really? BioShock 1? It was the same thing.
No, it wasn't.
Did we have a podcast on this?
We did, yes.
Okay.
Did we?
Yeah, we did.
On BioShock?
Right. Yeah.
All right.
The right. whole game?
All right. You probably got really drunk.
Wait, we had a whole podcast on BioShock?
No, but we did discuss it a lot. Yeah.
Okay.
Joke, gameplay?
For a runner-up, I chose The Last of Us. I liked it. It was very solid third-person over-the-shoulder gameplay. Gunplay was fantastic. Very good gameplay. Winner, Devil May Cry. I love fast-paced hack and slash games. The gameplay was awesome.
You didn't mind that emo
DMC
emo character?
It really wasn't that emo. He was pretty cool. It was actually the beginning of it was really fucking
for an emo man.
The beginning was really good. Started out really good.
Didn't bother you that it wasn't the same Dante? I know it pissed.
No,
a lot
he was
of
he was a womanizing stripper loving demon fucker.
So he was an APIT proof.
Wait,
man.
He fucked demons?
Yeah, fucked like six girls in the first 5 minutes of the game. Mm.
There you go.
He actually got thrown out of his trailer naked and soared through his own underwear.
Did you see his...
And then started kicking the shit out of
him. Did you see his hog?
In. No.
Did you see his meat sword?
Did you no, see I think there was some... Oh, you know what it was? There was a scene where he was floating in slow motion and like a bottle went by his hog just as his hog went by the camera. So it was like...
so close.
It was something like that. Like you just missed having to see his wang.
Put your Johnson away.
It was sad.
So. Francis. Okay. It's your turn.
Francois.
I have a 3 and 4 inch. Want to get out there real quick?
3 and 4 inch?
Zelda and Luigi's Mansion. You should play those. I didn't beat those games, but they have excellent gameplay. My runner-up is Batman Arkham Origins, since it has the best fighting system in any game. And my number one is the Bureau XCOM Declassified, because it's a tactical third-person shooter. So.
That got very mediocre reviews.
It was an excellent game.
I thought that was a first-person shooter.
Third-person. Like, brother, yeah. Third-person. If you enjoyed Rainbow Six or Brothers in Arms.
Boom.
Dun, dun, dun,
dun. Dun.
Three.
Yes.
DMC.
So three.
DMC,
so that's Joe.
Dog.
I have yet to win. This
so
is
DMC.
Sad.
It is. You sad. Win the Golden Shower Award for best gameplay.
Holla.
What's the next
Living
category?
Best looking.
Wait. Spit.
Wait. What?
Right. I needed the spit.
Oh,
right.
Best looking.
Yes.
Game?
Best looking. Yeah. Sexiest game. I'll also go first again because. Fuck it. I'm talking already.
Do it live.
All right. Runner-up, DuckTales Remastered, because it just looked beautiful. It looked like a cartoon. It looked exactly what I wanted a DuckTales game to look like. And the next one would have to be GTA 5, because it looked way better than I expected a GTA game to ever look. And to be able to, like, drive back into the city with, like, the sunset and the, you know, the wind farm in the back, it just looks fantastic.
Yeah.
Postcard.
Yeah.
All right. Roger?
Runner-up, Gears of War Judgment, number one, GTA 5.
BioShock Infinite, runner-up, winner, Killzone Shadowfall.
Pretty. For prettiest?
Prettiest.
It is. It's prettiest. The only next-gen game
so
we've
much,
talked about so far.
So much particle. So many lens flares. So much particle.
J.J. Abrams would be proud.
Every particle.
Every particle is there, and every flare has a lens for you. So pretty.
Oh, I should have mentioned Resogun. That is a... That's a very particle-y game, too.
Francis. Right,
my number two, or runner-up, would be Dragon's Crown.
Your shit.
Thanks.
Best-looking shit of the year, Francois Jamec Lesus.
And my number one is Shadowrun Returns.
I don't even know what the fuck game that is. I didn't know any of the games you just said.
Yes.
It's Dragon's
Francis
Crown.
Is deep.
PC. All right, let's roll the dice.
Dragon's Crown is a PlayStation 3 exclusive.
Four.
Francis Shadowrun Returns, baby.
Yes, Shadowrun Returns, you win the Golden Shower Award for best-looking. Spit.
Shadow Returns didn't even look that good. Wasn't that like a 3/4 overhead like
nope.
RPG?
Nope. The art style static backgrounds. Delicious one. Cyberpunk. Right, we love Cyberpunk.
Let's bang through the last couple of these. Best multiplayer. Someone go first who hasn't gone first yet.
Everyone's gone first.
All right, Susie, you go first.
Go first, Prince.
My runner-up is Neverwinter.
Sorry, that was just the sound effect that I had ready.
Are we good?
Yeah. Yes. Go ahead, Francis.
You get anything queued up for my next pick here?
Yes.
my best multiplayer of the year is Battlefield 4.
Really? How much of Battlefield 4 multiplayer have you played?
Like seriously. The servers are fucked beyond
good
fun.
Job, it's fine. I play Xbox on.
Yeah, if you can get your Xbox to turn on.
It's fine.
It's never going to turn on.
It works great.
For the record, it is not turned on yet.
It's never going to turn on. Never.
Xbox on.
Never.
It works when it's just me.
Leave the Xbox alone.
Leave it alone.
All right, best multiplayer, my choice, runner-up, The Last of Us, because it was a game that no one expected to have decent multiplayer, and it was really good. And best multiplayer, GTA Online, because once it works, it's fucking great, and I think Joe should give it another shot. Roger?
I don't play multiplayer games.
Oh, that's right. You suck.
So my runner-up for best multiplayer...
I can't afford Xbox Live.
Diablo. My runner-up for best multiplayer is Work.
Diablo.
And my number one...
Wait, you played Gears of War Judgment and Diablo multiplayer co-op.
Huh?
What is your choice?
My best number... My runner-up is Work.
These are his choices.
Work?
Yeah, for multiplayer.
No.
Yes. Softball is my number one choice.
You need to choose a video game.
Corey.
I don't play multiplayer video games.
His number two is Gears of War Judgment. His number one is Diablo 3.
No, that's not true. My number two is Work, and my number one is Softball.
Okay, I just gave you his choices.
I wish I put a boo on the soundboard.
You should have, but you didn't. I hope it rolls two, so Softball's number one golden shower for multiplayer.
You know, Temple Run 2 has leaderboards.
I write down Diablo 3.
Yeah, but I didn't care for the leader bulge, so it wasn't that really good.
You didn't care for the leader bulge?
The leaderboard part of the Stanley Parable.
How much better do you like this game with a competitive leaderboard?
Joe?
Mine, I didn't play too many. I only played like three games. I chose a runner-up Call of Duty Ghosts because I like Ghosts better than Battlefield 4. I just didn't care.
I've seen how much you like Ghosts.
Yeah, I'm not that good at it. I never said I was good at it.
So mad.
I never said
Call
I was good
Duty
at it.
Call of Duty Ghosts is like
was,
gay sex.
It was so more fun.
Sometimes you just got to accept the pain.
Yeah. It was more fun than sitting there letting some mouse and keyboard motherfucker smoke me all day on Battlefield 4 in the
Francis.
Well,
maybe you should get better.
Francis.
Francis. My winner was Killzone Shadowfall.
For multiplayer?
Because I liked it. I like it. I like the Warzone.
I'm just not very good at it.
Roll a two.
I'm not good at it.
Roll a two and I'll put down Diablo 3.
No. It's not Diablo 3.
Three.
Thank God.
Joe, so...
Was it Ghost?
Killzone.
All right, and now for our next category, one that I've been looking forward to.
Not without my anus.
Wow, just talk all... Just talk all over it. Can I play it now while you don't talk?
Do it.
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Yes, ain't nobody got time for that. Just fucking skip it. We played it, and it's not worth your time. You might as well play a lot of other games, because a lot of other games came out this year. So, Roger, what is your...
Ain't nobody got time for that.
Runner-up and number one.
My runner-up...
Yeah, what are they? Yeah, you don't
my runner-up is...
You don't even know.
You seem like you're coming up with something on the spot.
My runner-up is... Diablo 3.
You put that as one of your...
That had your favorite sound, though, or your runner-up
yeah,
for
fine.
Favorite sound.
That's fine. And my number...
Skip
one
it.
Skip it is
BioShock Infinite.
Gears of War Judgment.
What?
You mentioned that one is one of your favorite characters.
Best game play. Okay.
Just you're just coming up with this out of your
he
ass.
He just played it. He played it, so he recommends that you
Wait,
skip
you
it.
Want, yeah. You want to? You should skip.
Go ahead, Susie. Go ahead.
I've played it and
Wait,
it's good.
It's
now
Joe's
you don't
turn.
Have to.
It's Joe's turn.
Joe
my Joe. My pick for runner up was Aliens Colonial Marines.
I think that's
I
a good choice.
That's it. It was good. But you don't have to. Okay? You don't have to play it. No judgment here.
It's Aliens Colonial Marines definitely... No,
you shut your mouth, sir!
Definitely wins the game you need to play while you're hammered. Because me and Francois beat that game hammered.
Yeah, you should do a co-op, too.
Yeah, co-op, hammered, Alien Colonial Marines.
You know,
do
in,
it.
In its defense, I heard it had good fan service.
It
never had a lot of fan
it
service.
It did.
There was nothing.
My winner for...
Nothing about that
there
game.
There were aliens in it, and the assault rifle sound was on key.
Yeah, there was. We're done. We're done with it, okay?
There was nothing about that game.
You know. On!
You want to know how good that game was? I've had it from Joe for like 6 months. I've tried to give it back to him like 10 times, and he refuses to take it back from me. So I'm stuck with the fucking game in my house.
Give it back!
I've tried.
Where is it?
At my house.
Yeah, good job. He
refuses to acknowledge it exists.
Well, the winner! The winner of Suck It the Most this year, don't play
Ain't
it.
Ain't nobody got time for that!
Saints Row 4.
Yeah. I should have picked that. I should have picked that. Can I amend my thing?
No, you can't.
Saints Row 4. Skip that shit. It sucked.
You guys are too hard on that game.
Game blew dick.
Play 3 and forget that 4 ever happened.
Exactly.
Play 3, play 4 if it's discounted.
No.
No.
Susie?
My runner-up... My runner-up for Skip It was Dead Space 3.
Ooh, good choice, Francis. Good choice.
Bad choice. Very good game.
It was another EA blunder.
Only two people here played that game. It was you and me.
I played the demo.
Excellent.
It wasn't very good. And my number one is, of course, Aliens Colonial Marines. I'm a huge fan of Aliens, and that game is not a huge fan.
Unless you're hammered.
You
played the whole game, though, didn't you?
But it's
I did.
But it's not worth the time.
I did.
Yeah, you did.
There was one scene, I remember Roger, it was when the facehugger was coming out of somebody, and he's like, this is just the worst thing ever, and just skipped the entire scene. Not even just, he said, fuck the story, this is awful, and we just kept playing.
The best part was that to beat the final boss, all you had to do was push buttons. It was awesome.
Like
typically
Bioshock,
what you have to do in video games is push buttons. That's usually the way to.
No, like actual buttons in the game, not like,
like a
key
button.
Oh,
those buttons.
Like, go to this lift, push the button, the alien flies out of the machine. Game over. Thank you.
End of story.
That was impossible to do too. It was two of us and we still couldn't do it. Imagine that by yourself. You have to push the alien out of the airlock.
There was nothing to remember.
All right, we only got a few more of these left. So
it was all glitchy on mine.
My runner-up is Flashback for XBLA, which was insanely disappointing. I played the demo. 45 seconds into the demo, I was stuck in a wall.
Skip it.
And I could not run any faster. So skip that. And also skip Blackgate, Arkham Origins. Blackgate.
Blacklight? What's Blackgate?
Arkham Origins Blackgate. It's that 2D Metroidvania Batman game, which that just sounds amazing, but it's a top-down map for a 2D side-scrolling game, which is... I don't know who fucking greenlit that. But yeah, that's my...
Ain't nobody got time for that!
No one's got time for Black Cake.
Wait, can I roll the dice this time?
No.
No.
Please?
No, you can't. No.
Please?
Okay.
Thank you.
Doesn't count, though.
Yeah, that's right. You get
for the winner.
Roll them already.
Really well.
Three.
Yes!
Joe
wins
a lot.
Saints roll the fourth.
Oh,
Saints
come on.
Saints roll the fourth. All right, Saints Row the Fourth, you win the Golden Shower 4.
Ain't nobody got time for this.
As much negative press as Saints Row the Fourth can get, the better.
Skip it and biggest fuck up.
Let's go. Next category. I'll go first.
And skip it. Biggest fuck up.
All right, you need this Golden Shower spit, though. There it is. All right, best downloadable. Now, this is either DLC or a whole entire game that you downloaded.
This category is awful. All
right,
no, it's not.
Who would like to begin?
I will.
Go, Francis.
Go for it.
Francis, I have number three, which is Starbound. It's technically not out yet, but it's the sequel to Terraria.
It's not out yet.
Yeah, I know. I'm playing it, though.
Then it's not out.
All right. Number two is Eldritch, which is the downloadable game from one of the creators of Bioshock or something.
Never heard of it.
Yeah, it's a roguelike first-person game. It's pretty good. Yep, and my number one is either Knife of Dunwall or the Brigmore Witches, which are both DLCs for Dishonored.
One or the other. Either or this nonsense.
You gotta pick a number
Stugatz.
One.
Let's go with the Knife of Dunwall, since I beat that one. I'm still working on the Brigmore Witches.
Really? The Dishonored DLC? Yes. It's that good?
Make a choice.
Okay.
You just assured me that I could speak.
Yes, it's my turn, and you assured me that I could speak.
What?
I didn't assure shit.
What?
All right, so my runner-up is The Cave.
We didn't assure you of anything, sir.
The Double Fine game, which was really, really good. Very good narrator, not as good as the Stanley Parable. But very good downloadable game for PS3 or XBLA. And number one best downloadable would have to be Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon.
Ooh,
that was
fine
fantastic
choice,
game. So I highly recommend anybody play it. Better than Far Cry, if you have a choice between Far Cry or Far Cry 3. Especially if you grew up in the 80s, get Far Cry 3 Blood Dragon. It's way better. Roger.
Rude. I will go with my runner-up, that Fables thing that came out recently.
Just
the Wolf Among Us.
Throw your finger around.
That you never played.
Did you play it?
Yeah, it was good. Very good.
Yeah.
You definitely heavily pronounced the G in Among Us.
Among Us? The fungus Among Us?
And my number one for download was the Tiny Tina's Assault on
Dragon Key.
The only DLC you played this year.
That was number one.
Because it was because
Tiny Tina was in it, and it was Borderlands, automatically number one.
I won't hold that against you.
Do not,
Joe.
My runner-up was the Castle of Illusion, Mickey Mouse HD remake, the Sega Genesis classic. One of my favorite Sega Genesis games, remade.
Remade. Did you pay money for that?
I didn't fucking pay money for it. I paid Xbox points.
So
Space
you pay, did you pay money for the Xbox
points? Mobbage coins.
Fun dollars.
Mobbage.
I played for it in gems.
He ran through a bunch of temples and just paid for it with his winnings.
And the winner for bestie downloadable was Hotline Miami for me.
Good choice.
Hotline Miami is just fucking depraved. Depraved and disgusting
was
game.
Was that this year?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. That's a good
It was definitely this year.
I don't know.
Came out in like iOS, Mac, PC, XBLA, PSN.
That's what Google's
Vita.
For. I don't want to look it up. So
go ahead. You can waste your time with it.
All right. So let's
I'm only the guy that didn't get any wrong on the game.
Two. That would be Roger.
Fuckers.
Ooh.
Well, what was your choice again?
The Borderlands 2 Tiny Tina.
All right. There
Fuck you
go. Fuck you. That wins Golden Shower Award of Best DLC.
Hotline Miami.
All right, now our next category is, too many games. So many fucking games came out, and we're poor, and we can't buy them all, and we only have so much time, because we're adults now. So, too many games, a game you really wanted to play, but just didn't get a chance to get to. Yeah. Anyone want to go first?
I'll go. My runner-up was State of Decay. State of Decay.
Ooh, good
had, it had, that it had promise. Good. It had promise. It had a good premise, and I wanted to play it, but I didn't fucking play it. Something else came out like at the exact same time.
Hotline Miami.
I know
came
Grand Theft
out.
Auto 5 came out shortly after, Hotline. But something else came out just before.
Something did, and that was a very deep game. So I knew if I bought it, I would have.
And then
Hotline Miami came out October 2012.
Yeah, it came out for PS Vita this year.
June 25th, it came out on Vita.
Yeah, thank you. So
2012.
Shut your fucking mouth. It's 2013.
All right, Joe, you're.
My winner was the Bureau XCOM Declassified. I wanted to play it. I just didn't. Something else came out at the exact same time, and I chose the latter. Sorry, Francis.
That's all right.
I know. It's okay. So win. Let's go.
Susie.
All right. Francis.
Too many games. My runner-up would have to be Enemy Within, which is the XCOM expansion pack, which is currently $15 on Steam. Ooh. Did you buy it? Yes. And my number one is...
Wait, this is... Oh, you haven't played it yet, though.
No, yeah. I have not. I also have a bunch of other put games 10 minutes on there in. That I played. And Papers, Please was my number one.
Wait, what? Yeah.
What was your number one? Papers, Please.
Papers?
You play a customs agent in Eastern Papers, Europe, please? And it has... It's kind of... You got to go through the whole...
Papers, police?
Papers, please.
Papers, please?
So you pretty much bring people in through the border and all sorts of shit happens.
That's a game?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
That's a game. Hey, you came from another country.
Well, you're a customs agent, and you have to decide there's people trying to come into the country.
Yeah, I get that.
We'll look it up on your machine there.
Yeah. Play it through YouTube.
So wait, it's a game?
Play it on YouTube.
Where you're a customs agent, yep. And you decide whether or not a person can come into a country.
But there's a lot more than that.
Yeah, you have
like
to make...
what?
If you'd shut the fuck up for 2 seconds.
I'm here.
I was assured that I could speak.
I'm here for you.
You have to make like tough decisions based on like, oh, okay, I need to let this many people in because I need to get a certain amount of money for my family to feed my family. But this family can clearly get into the country, but I have to deny that. You have to make horrible moral decisions. Like, you have to make moral decisions that are less horrible than other choices.
That's too complicated for him. Press X to kill Comstock.
Yeah, he prefers a quarter shooter.
Yeah.
My runner-up would have to be Mario and Luigi Dream Team, the sequel to Bowser's Inside Story.
Good one.
Looks really good, but again...
Don't have time for that shit.
Yeah, it's probably 30 to 40 hours, and I don't know.
Nobody got time for
and
that.
My number one is what Joe's runner-up was State of Decay. It looked really, really good, but I cannot remember. Something came out at the same time, and I knew that I would just...
Grand Theft Auto was coming out 2 weeks after it. We fucking completely boffed on it.
I would invest way too much time. Like, that's a game that deserves, you know, at least 20 to 30 hours, and I knew it. I didn't have time for it. So, Roger?
Do the honors.
What's this category? What game
really?
I didn't have, what game I didn't have time
for? Fucking Christ.
What game I didn't have time for?
Welcome to the show.
Welcome to the entire...
Hey, Roger. The whole audience.
Roger. Thank you.
Roger didn't have time to play any game in 2013.
No. You were on your fucking stupid fast.
I didn't have time to play...
Anything.
There wasn't really any games that I didn't have time to play. Like, all the games I wanted to play, I played.
Did you play Wolf Among Us?
Nope. I didn't want to play that.
You just had that as your best downloadable.
Can you come up with something for this category?
Yes. I wanted to play State of Decay. That could be my number one.
Sure. Why not?
And my number two is the... wait, what was the name of the game where you're the fucking agent that lets people into the country?
Papers, Please.
Yeah. Two is Papers, Please.
What? You just heard of that game 5 minutes ago, and you berated it.
Hey, but it looks really good.
Yeah, it looks good.
You didn't want to play the Stanley Parable?
No.
I saw the YouTube video of it. It's just a game.
He got all his enjoyment out of the YouTube video, out of his phone.
He watched it on Twitch.
Yeah, I saw it.
I rolled the dice. I rolled it. Three. Three. Joe, what was your number one
again? Ubiero, XCOM Declassified.
Yes.
All right, so that is our Golden Shower Award for too many games. All right, we only got two left.
Do it.
Wait for the spit.
Oh, God. Wash it out.
There it is.
Do it quickly. Let's do this rapid fire.
All right. These last two are big.
I'll go first.
Game of the Year.
Bioshock Infinite. Runner-up Temple Run 2.
All right. I predicted that.
Runner-up Bioshock Infinite. Winner, Last of Us.
This is a tough one. This is a toss-up. I have the Bureau XCOM Declassified and Shadowrun Returns. I'm going to go number one, Shadowrun Returns. Number two, the Bureau.
All right, I am going to go runner-up The Last of Us, and Game of the Year
Tomb Raider.
GTA 5.
Ooh. Oh, big surprise.
Didn't see that coming.
Well, I am a fanboy, apparently.
Can I roll the dice for this one?
Rockstar does nothing wrong.
Please?
Susie can roll.
Ooh, good, good. I like
he
that.
He was paying attention.
Go ahead, Susie.
Please get a three. Please save this
podcast. Yeah! Oh! Shadowrun Returns.
How is that any way a Game of the Year anywhere?
It was kickstarted.
Shut up.
It was
It's only Game of the Year in Malaysia.
You know, what does that mean?
The Malaysians can't afford to have games.
It was kickstarted by fans. I applaud them for getting that game off the ground.
Good turn-based RPG, garbage. Cyberpunk.
All right, and let's end this segment, this incredibly long segment.
Yes.
For most anticipated of 2014.
Ooh, I'll go first.
I have nine.
Shut the fuck up.
What? Okay,
two.
You know what? No, fuck you. Roger goes first. You have nine? Really?
You better narrow that down to two in the time it takes us to get through what we're saying.
I agree.
I don't even know.
Roger's not ready. Joe, go.
I have a runner-up, Titanfall. And the winner of thing I am most excited for in 2013, Metal Gear Solid 5 / Ground Zeroes. Super excited.
Ooh, I know what mine are.
Super.
All right, you want to go? Go ahead.
Mine runner-up is the Metal Gear Solid games that are coming out. And my number one is South Park, The Stick of Truth.
No, what are they called? What are the Metal Gear games?
Ground Zeroes and Phantom Limb.
Phantom Limb?
Oh, no.
Isn't that Phantom Menace.
Phantom Pain. Yeah. Sorry.
Phantom Pain.
Phantom Menace.
And my number one is South Park's The Truth.
Fucking shoot me now.
Good choice. Good choice.
I know. I hope it wins.
All right. My number one, or no, my runner-up is Tom Clancy's The Division. I really want to play that.
Ooh. If it ever comes out.
Sexy.
If it ever comes out.
It will come out.
It looks good, and it's the first Tom Clancy game I've been interested in
forever.
Yeah,
he's still going to be dead.
And
just so you know.
He is dead. Paul Walker dead.
In memory of. And my number one is Titanfall.
Fast and the Furious.
How many
seven.
Can I do here?
Nope.
Can I do four?
No, you do your
no,
two.
No, you do fucking two,
oh,
Francis.
Jesus.
The two you're most excited for.
Come on.
Hope it's our fucking Xbox One.
This is, you know what?
Probably some fucking dumb computer game.
You gotta make
game.
Sacrifices. This is.
All right.
It's the final countdown.
I'm gonna have to go with number runner up Elder Scrolls Online for its three. What's it called? Alliance versus Alliance PvP. And number one, Pillars of Eternity.
Jesus Christ.
Enlighten us on what that is.
It's from the guys that made Icewind Dale.
What is that?
It's from Obsidian. It's a kickstarted RPG.
What is that?
Of course it's a Kickstarter.
Isometric top-down classic.
Ooh,
if you ever
isometric.
Played,
garbage.
If you ever played Baldur's Gate or Icewind Dale, it's
garbage.
Like that. It's going to be excellent. Game of the Year 2014.
Garbage. Isometric.
Unless Reaper of Souls, Wasteland 2, Destiny, EverQuest Next, Thief, or Watch Dogs, Titanfall comes very good.
Is Fallout 4 coming out in 2004?
Nobody knows.
I don't know. 2004, no.
2014, sorry.
All right, so that has been...
Wait, we roll on.
Oh, yeah, we have to roll.
Let me do it. Clusterfuck.
All right, this is for most anticipated.
Please, God, give me a three.
Who won
Save
game,
this
who,
podcast.
Wait, did we roll for Game of the Year? Who won Game of
yeah,
the Year?
Shadowrun Returns.
Oh,
yeah,
Shadow right, fuck. Right,
right. You're a shadow fucker.
Oh, thank God. Respectable fucking pick.
What was it?
Metal Gear Solid 5.
Featuring Ooh. Kiefer Sutherland.
Yeah, featuring Kiefer Sutherland. All right, so that is the end of that segment, and we'll do the FAP segment right after this. Hey guys, Corey here. First of all, I just wanted to say Happy New Year. 2013 was a really big year for us on 8-Bit Proof, especially since we found our new home here at Bago Games, where they're nice enough to host all of our episodes. So if you ever want to go back and listen to some of our early episodes, I don't know why you would, they're pretty rough, but you can if you subscribe on iTunes. And finally, before I let you go, I just want to thank the listeners, especially the listeners who participate via Facebook and Twitter. Without your continued support, we wouldn't be doing this anymore. So thank you very much. Please keep retweeting and sharing, and we'll keep making fools of ourselves. All right, back to the show. For fuck's sake.
That's kind of weird, but kind of arousing.
All right, so our last segment, the FAP segment.
Play it.
Who stands in the darkness?
I like the light.
People who are afraid to step into the light. The song explains that.
Get your hand off my penis! All right.
So this is the FAP segment.
This is the bloke right here had his hand on my penis.
Susie, what does FAP stand for?
Fan appreciation.
Full audience participation. Jesus Christ.
Both of those are fine answers. Okay.
Fallopian angioplasty persuasion.
Sure, that too.
Faint anal prolapse.
All right, this is
there's nothing faint about an anal prolapse.
Yeah, those are either all the way or nothing.
You get a pink sock. You got a pink sock. There's no fucking. There's no subtle pink socks.
It's a pink glove.
Truncated rectum.
Truncated rectums are the worst.
All right, so our QUI, we threw it out earlier today before we did our Golden Showers Award, and that was just what, you know, what is your favorite game of the year? We had.
Hey, Francis. You got a light bulb on. Yeah.
That's important to mention during the podcast. Randall Barr said Tomb Raider was one of the funnest. Come on, Randy, I know you're
not a word.
Not an English teacher, but funnest is not a word.
It's not a word at
he
all.
He said, one of the funnest games I played in a long time. Oh, the Flashback remake got my hopes so high, and it crapped all over them with broken gameplay and worse controls than the original. I agree with you. That was a very shitty game and a disappointment. And we also had another comment, Robert Pelletier, who just said, Golden Showers, that is. And that was all he said. But he could gather from our picture that we were going to do Golden Showers, which we didn't mention, but it's definitely a picture of showers that are golden. So
showers are golden.
He figured that out before. But yeah, so if anybody else has any comments or if you'd like to tell us what your game of the year was, you can message us on Facebook, on Twitter. 8-Bit Proof, just search
or
us on either.
Comment on Bago Games.
Yeah, you can leave a comment in this post on BagoGames.com. You can send us some shitty hate mail.
Yes, we love hate mail. We'll read
your
hate.
We'll read any reader or any listener comments. We challenge you to say something that we will not read on the air. So you read whatever you want, or you say whatever you want, and we will probably read it on the air. We challenge you to just say something horrifically awful that we won't read on the air. We'll probably read it.
What? How does it... Oh, it's just drool.
You're
going
deep
down the
throating
microphone.
The microphone. It's awful.
That's
how much
not
drool
true.
Drool went down the microphone. It was
yeah. So let's move on to our final segment.
Oh yeah, dropping fucking loads.
What's
shut
that from?
Take my money.
It's from a porn.
Oh, is it? Like yes. You actually like got a porn clip?
Yeah, he's dropping loads.
Yeah,
of,
I got it.
Of money on a fine woman's face.
A starlet's face.
Yes,
it is money.
All right, so anybody
he's
else?
Making it rain, if you will.
Money Shot, that's where we tell you guys where you should be spending your money, because there's a lot of places to spend money right now. And we find deals for video games. So anybody else have any Money Shot?
There's a Steam sale going on.
Oh, God.
Fucking
is
get
there
on
ever.
Until January 3rd. Buy yeah. something. Fucking good. Support the American economy.
Good
buy
God.
Anything. Buy an X-Bone.
I've
made,
already bought
made
three
in America.
Games. Three games in 3 days.
I'm not sure when this is going up. Hopefully we'll get it up before the new year. If not, it'll go right up.
If you haven't bought year. Anything on the Steam sale, and this is after the Steam sale...
I feel bad for you.
Yes.
I feel bad for you, son.
You got the Stanley Parable for $7?
Less than that, maybe. I don't even know. Ugh. $8?
It's $8.
I hate you.
Or $9.
All right. Anything
whatever
else?
It was worth it.
Anything why don't else? You just buy it?
Because I don't have a PC.
How do you not have a PC?
You don't have a computer?
You have a personal computer.
I have a netbook.
A desktop.
I have a netbook. And
you
I have
play on that.
I can't play anything on a netbook.
Maybe instead of buying an X-Bone, you can buy a computer.
I'm not going to do that.
You can still play Titanfall on it.
Yeah.
No, I'm going to buy an X-Bone.
Skynet.
But I have an iPad, and I can't buy it for that. Does anybody else have anything else for the Money Shot aside from Steam?
No.
I only have two Money Shots. The 3DS XL Gold and Black Limited Edition, the Zelda edition with the Triforce
ooh
on it.
Ooh.
If you don't own a 3DS
I don't.
XL, I would recommend buying it. It comes with a Link Between Worlds.
Ooh, is that game good?
Very, very good.
Excellent.
It's pricey. That whole setup is $260.
That's
would
a stupid
I like
amount
it
of money.
For that XL. I don't know. I have no gauge on what games you'll like anymore.
Okay. Okay.
And if you already have a regular 3DS and you just want the game, you can buy it for $34 on Amazon, which is a really
so
good deal.
So fuck that whole bundle.
Yeah, so don't... Just don't buy your games at GameStop. That's all I ask. Just fuck GameStop. Don't buy any games there. And also, if you still want to get a Vita and you don't have a Vita yet, and you don't want to get a bundle with a PS4, the Amazon exclusive holiday Walking Dead bundle, which comes with Sly Cooper, Retro City Rampage, and Uncharted, is $189.
What?
For what? For
For Vita.
If you have a choice between a Vita and a 3DS, you should get the 3DS.
I would recommend that as well.
The Vita's not really worth it.
Shut up, Frank.
But what if they sell a PlayStation 4 with a Vita for $500?
That's a different bundle.
That was actually a bundle that it was in the UK.
No, they haven't done it yet.
It wasn't in the same box. It's if they had a Vita and the PlayStation 4 in stock.
I don't care.
You'd get both. It's really up to you. I mean, you have supreme control over your TV, so I'm saying that'd be a problem.
Well, that's an imaginary bundle in the States.
I already have supreme control over my TV, and I don't need a Vita.
I have supreme control over nothing.
Yeah, that's right.
I don't know what to tell you, Francis.
All right, anybody else got any money shots left?
Yes.
No.
Real money shots left?
No.
So we can close it. Okay, none. All right.
Nothing. Shoutouts!
No, there's no shoutouts. We don't do shoutouts. We do plugs. Do you have a
plug? Oh, plugs. Sorry.
All right, hang on. Let me get my plugs out of the way.
Get it going.
If you want to hear more episodes of 8-Bit Proof, we are now on iTunes. There's only one 8-Bit Proof on iTunes now. We got rid of our old stream from that.
Get it out of here.
We got rid of it from that other website, which will not be named.
What?
You can also subscribe. I just mentioned iTunes. I was about to read that. But yeah, subscribe on iTunes. Give us a 5-star review, and we'll fucking love you, and we'll send you free shit.
Explosion periodical.
Let's keep moving.
I'm sorry.
All right, and remember, if you guys want to be part of the show, if you have any comments or anything, we'll seriously read anything you send us. I challenge you to send us something that we won't read on the air.
I'm telling you, I got an idea.
I'll read 50 Shades of Grey.
I want to hear it afterwards. Naked. And like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter. We post stuff all the time. We post our Thursday throwbacks have been fairly popular lately. So, check us out on Twitter or Facebook. And, you know, it's better than clogging up your fucking Facebook feed with those shitty e-cards and stuff. So, and I don't think I have anything else to plug. I have a video that I just did for Bago about where I interviewed holiday shoppers. That should be up by the time this goes up. And Roger does comic reviews.
Yeah, you should go there.
That's it.
Good plug.
BagoGames.com.
Fantastic plug.
My top 10 comics of the year should be up at some point before year end.
Should be up by the time this goes
up. Yeah. It should be. So you should read that.
This is an excuse for not having played any video games this year.
Because it's right.
You can elaborate.
Whatever your top 10 list is wrong.
It's a top 10 of 2013?
Yeah.
For comics.
Comics. Single issues. What do you want me to elaborate on?
I thought there were 13, top 13 comics.
No, it was top 10 with 3 honorable mentions.
Oh, okay. So you trimmed it down?
Yeah.
Okay, good.
Straight up.
What do you want me to talk about it? What do you want me to say? I want to give you a spoiler
for it? I want you to plug it. I want you to vamp it up.
Number 5.
Don't say what it is.
Okay. There was 2 Grant Morrison comics on there. There was like, I think it was the majority of it was Image comics, and there was not one Marvel comic on it.
Not one. That's a surprise. Marvel. All right, anybody else have anything they want to plug?
Just my anus.
Oh, I bought a Metro Last Light on Amazon for $20.
Not without my anus.
Wait, for $20?
$20, Metro Last Light. And I'm at the part where you have to go to the theater.
Wait, are we doing FAP or are we doing plugs?
And then this Pavel guy gets fucking stuck and he won't go to the next part and I can't figure it out and I have to restart the chapter like 3 times.
Francis, I gave it to you on PC. Why don't you play it on PC?
It doesn't work. My fucking computer sucks.
You know what I like to plug?
So be cautious of Metro Last Light.
Fallout New Vegas. Trying to love the game. Trying to like
it's
it.
It's not hard.
Trying to like it.
You're hoping for the next Fallout. That's what it is. You're trying to satiate your Fallout Boston.
Fallout New Vegas.
There's just nothing about it that is enjoyable.
It's garbage.
Fallout New Vegas. Maybe that people made the first 2.
Joe's falling asleep. We got to end this podcast. Someone say something we can end it on.
Penis.
Francis.
Big penis. Hit the button.
Big penis.